Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the top updates around a COVID-19 vaccine. So basically, AstraZeneca's Sputnik vaccines are now facing hurdles if COVID shots become annual affair. So Reuters report that so-called viral vector shots, also used by several Chinese COVID-19 vaccine developers, use harmless modified viruses as vectors, basically to carry genetic information that helps the body build immunity against future infections. But vaccines like AstraZeneca, Russia's Gamaleya's, Sputnik V, and Johnson & Johnson fight the coronavirus with another virus, leaving scientists concerned that the shots may lose potency if annual vaccinations become necessary to fight new variants. So that's one development there. With that, Brazil has signed a vaccine deal with Bharat Biotech. The administration of President Jair Bolsonaro has said that the first 8 million Covaxin shots, which will be made by Brazilian company Precisa, will arrive in March. So Precisa Medicamentos is the company that we're talking about. A second batch of another 8 million doses is expected by April, and in May, another 4 million doses might be available. With that, Johnson & Johnson has received approval to get EU approval for the vaccine. With that, let's move on to the top updates from India. So Ministry of Home Affairs is extending COVID guidelines till March 31st. So basically all states and union territories will have to, have been advised to speed up the vaccination of the population, as you know, there is a resurgence in some of the areas in terms of the virus outbreak, and containment zones will continue to be demarcated strictly within the zones where COVID appropriate behavior will be strictly enforced. So this is something that everybody needs to take care of right now. And no COVID-19 vaccine sessions will happen this weekend due to a digital platform transition. So basically all states and UTs have been informed about this, as per the health ministry, and the countrywide vaccination exercise is being exponentially expanded to include those above 60 years of age and those above 45 years of age with comorbidity. So we are seeing this a massive phase to start from March 1st. Let's talk about Maharashtra's re-emergence as a COVID-19 hotspot. So basically, after COVID-19 cases dropped to just over 1900 around January 18th, it was the lowest since May 2020. But the curve in Maharashtra is starting to go up again this February. So what is happening basically? So there are concerns that new, more contagious variants of the novel coronavirus and people, of course, flaunting safety protocols of lockdown restrictions being eased in the state, and local trains are again resumed in Mumbai for the general public. Maharashtra became the only state where pandemic had resurged in and around February 23rd. So basically, the test positivity rate nearly doubled in the past 14 days. There is a sharp contrast to the rest of the country, where the transmission rate, basically declined. And some of the places where it rose marginally. But we're talking about positivity rate of 7.7%. It's the growth that has been seen from 4.7% between February 8th to 21st. And then after 2 weeks, it is around 7.7%. So that is the update there. Moving on, India sent over 361 lakh anti-COVID vaccine doses to various countries, is what Ministry of External Affairs has reported. So several vaccines countries actually continue to receive vaccine in the phased manner. Countries that receive the vaccine on commercial basis include Brazil, Morocco, Bangladesh, Myanmar, etc. And the Prime Minister has also proposed creating a regional network for promoting tech-assisted epidemiology. So With that, let's come to the state tally in India. COVID-19 tally, Tamil Nadu has crossed 850,000, cases, adding around 500 new cases and 5 fatalities. Chennai accounted for the maximum infections at around 169, lodging over 500 cases, as we said. Recoveries have been, around 500 as well, people being discharged, leaving around 4,000 active cases in the state. Meanwhile, WHO chief has thanked PM Modi for supporting vaccine equity. So earlier this month, the Ministry of External Affairs informed that India provided 56 lakh doses of coronavirus vaccine under grants assistance to a number of countries, while 100 lakh doses were sent under commercial supplies. With that, let's move on to the top updates from around the world. US has achieved important milestone of administering 50 million COVID-19 vaccine shots. But it is not the time to relax, is what Biden has told his countrymen from the White House as the US has reached this important milestone. Israel has said that it has vaccinated 50% of its population against COVID-19. As per Reuters, the administration of a vaccine, at least one COVID vaccine dose has been made to 50% of the 9.3 million population, as per the Ministry of the State. There were reports coming in that Pfizer, as we spoke about yesterday, has given a good 94% efficacy rate in the real world scenario. Of course, with that, Germans are looking at COVID-19 vaccine, but there is a shun, AstraZeneca's offering. So many people, including healthcare workers, are skipping appointments or refusing to sign up for the AstraZeneca shot, which they fear is less effective than the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. So Germans are basically complaining about shortage of vaccine that could free them from the lockdown and limited social lives. But now, they are upset of not getting the vaccine they want. With that, South Korea has injected a first COVID vaccine shot in public vaccination campaigns. So reports suggest that on Friday, they administered the first available shots of the vaccine to people at long-term care facilities. It was a mass immunization campaign, basically that health authorities hope will restore some level of normalcy by the end of the year. So it's a critical time for rollout of vaccines for various countries as they are looking to wipe out the virus and avoid a winter surge, and sometimes some parts are avoiding a monsoon surge, basically struggling to mitigate the pandemic's economic shock as well. Today, GDP numbers of India also, released. We are seeing a marginal comeback in terms of out of a technical recession, with NSO releasing GDP growth estimates for Q3 FY21 at 0.4%. So this is also a major thing that countries are looking at is economic recovery. With that, Japan is also ready to lift the emergency coronavirus measures as COVID-19 infections decline. So there has been a decline significantly across the country. There was a peaking in early January. There was a third wave, that reportedly swept the nation. But now the Japanese government will end this state of emergency, in many parts but Tokyo and three neighboring places. So three regions with Tokyo will still look at these restrictions at the end of this month, is what we are hearing as per reports. France and Germany also agreed to tighter border controls due to, mutated virus fears. German leaders last week raised the possibility of closing the border altogether after a hotspot of cases of, South African and Brazilian variants were reported. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesperson said that in a situation where we need to do everything to prevent more aggressive mutations of the virus spreading as quickly in Germany as they have elsewhere. So there are discussions between the two countries at the European level. New package of tougher controls might be introduced. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. But for all other news and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control, and I will see you next week.